Chapter 18. Modules and the Credit System. Walking on Campus.
Hi Anne, I hear you're doing the MSc in Economics. Have you decided which modules you're going to take yet?
Well, in the first term I have to take Microeconomics, Macroeconomics and Econometric Theory and Methods. These are the compulsory modules, and they are all examined as well. Then, in the second term, I can choose 4 optional modules from 2 sets of modules. Look, List A is Game Theory, Advanced Macroeconomic Theory, Microeconometrics, and Time Series Econometrics. And List B is Topics in Money and Finance, Economics of Development, Economics of Government Regulation, and Economics of Migration. They're all very topical, and I'm really interested in all of them. It's just a pity that I don't have 2 years instead of 1.
Poor you. Do you want me to help you choose your options?
Okay. What do you think?
Well, you spent a year working in a government department, didn't you? And you're interested in how the government is involved in economic development. So why don't you do economics and development and economics and government regulations? And then do game theory as well. That looks kind of cool and cutting edge.
I know, but I've heard that the lectures on those first two are not very inspiring. It's often the case that these boring lecturers teach the exciting-looking courses and vice versa, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But at least your course looks, you know, practical and robust. Mine looks a bit airy-fairy compared to yours.
Which course are you taking again? MA in Comparative Literature?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing a dissertation too. I'm not too worried about that because I did a foundation course at another university. And I had to write an 8,000-word mini-dissertation there, plus about 6 long essays. Here, though, I've got to do 2 out of these 3, modern literary theory, translation studies, and the practice of methodology of comparative literature. Then I have to choose 3 options from modern African literature and the West, East Asian literature, and modernity, China and Japan. Literature of Southeast Asia, Chinese literature in translation, Marxist and postmodern literature criticism, and poetic voices, cross-cultural interpretations.
I see what you mean about it being airy-fairy. Poetic voices, cross-cultural interpretations? What on earth does that mean?
Well, it's about, you know, how to identify and compare the different ways that poetry speaks to us across different cultures. It's a bit difficult to pin down precisely, but look, it's taught by James Beeney. He won a Nobel Prize 10 years ago. I'm thinking of taking it.
What? So it's just reading poems and talking about them? That sounds like a doddle. I suppose it'll be interesting, though.
Come on. You know it's not like that. You're just trying to wind me up. Look, some of this stuff is vital in the understanding of the human condition and in bridging cultural perspectives between East and West. Look, translation studies and modern literary theory are really important issues. Also, comparing the literatures of East and West can give much deeper insights into why we act as we do than just doing some shallow business-type study of cross-cultural differences.
I know, I'm just kidding. But I'm pretty sure my course is going to give me more chance of a high-flying job. You'll probably end up working in a university.
Well, that may be true, but money and prestige aren't everything, are they? There's also beauty and truth, huh? ¶¶